I'm speaking with musician Dan Weintraub. He's a teacher at Kimball Union Academy in Meriden, New Hampshire, and he's undertaking a daily practice that's intriguing, and he's here to tell us more about it. Hi, Dan.
Hi, Mary.
Give me a quick overview of 1,000 songs in 1,000 days.
So in 2008, I had this moment where I was like, I'm going to record 1,000 songs in 1,000 days, and it lasted about a week. Jumped to 8 years later, and my daughter and I had been on the West Coast recording some music. She's a singer. And I came back home, and I've been playing out and, you know, recording a bunch of different stuff. And I said, you know what? I'm going to give this thing a second try. And that was on January 1st of this year. And I think yesterday I wrote a song and recorded it and uploaded it for the 257th day in a row. A little over a quarter of the way there.
So next big question, why?
There wasn't, at least at first, any great artistic motivation behind this. You know, I watched my daughter singing and getting a lot of attention. And I was like, why shouldn't I, at the age of 54, get attention for my music as well? So I came back to this idea of 1,000 songs in 1,000 days. And this is going to get me some more attention and get me some more gigs. And what's interesting is that as I started getting into this, and after a month and after 2 months, and realizing, well, this isn't really going to get me a lot of attention, but this is kind of an interesting practice. So what started as a way to sort of see if the world out there would start listening to my music more has become pretty introspective and pretty interesting.
It's tough to do something every single day. So take us through that process of, you know, you have to, you've committed to it.
Right. And it's hard. I coach the high school girls soccer team here at Kimball Union, and I took them up to camp in Maine for 5 days. And I'm like, oh, I have to bring my guitar. Where am I going to record these songs? How am I going to write them? You know, so I'm sitting on the porch at the camp, writing the songs and recording them and borrowing Wi-Fi and hanging out in the woods. I mean, there have been moments where it has been a struggle. But in the late 1980s, early 1990s, I decided that I would pick up a meditation practice. And at first it was very peaceful and, you know, it kind of gave me a certain amount of equanimity and serenity. And what I came to realize was the daily practice part is pretty much, you know, sitting still and observing. And that's what the songwriting practice has become. Finding that hour every day to sit back and observe what I'm thinking, what I'm feeling, what's going through my mind at the time, write the song, put it to music, find time to record it, to upload it. And that practice is very much reflective of the meditation practice that I tried to keep, but have had a much more difficult time with.
Can you tell us some of the song titles?
One of the songs that I wrote is called I Live Inside My Children. It's sort of a reflection on all of the things that my children carry, the character pieces that my children carry that are mine, that I'm like, ooh, I'm sorry you got that from me.
I live inside my children in color and black and white. My daughter drifts toward the darkness and my son more toward the light. Would that I could save her from that Arctic winter's night. Yet all my guilt and suffering still won't make it right.
Or a song called Drifting Through Places. Going from place to place and not being really close with anyone, but having a lot of alone time in the car where I felt the safest. And so the song Drifting Through Places is all about how when I'm socializing and in a public space, I might feel uncomfortable. But once I get back in my car, that's where I feel the most comfortable. And so the songs reflect how I view the world through my lens, sort of my nature. I've been writing songs for many, many years. But at the beginning of this process, I feel like my songs were more forced. I listen to them and I'm like, ugh, that, you know, that it didn't feel comfortable. And now when I listen to the songs after I've recorded them, you know, written them and recorded them, there's a lot of modulation. There's a, you know, I feel as though I'm in this kind of groove, almost again, like I've, in terms of meditation, the practice has taken over. And I feel like, and I could be wrong, but the songs feel much richer and I feel as though I'm becoming more polished. I am always surprised at how many songs I end up playing in the key of D. Surprising.
Have you thought about how you might feel on day 1,000?
I haven't. I think I'm going to feel relief. You know how some people will do a practice and then they'll get to the end and they're like, well, I might as well keep going. I don't think I will. I think that when I get to the end, I will put the guitar down and maybe play out a little bit. I don't think I'll continue on. it's become very self-centered. It's very much just about my daily practice of writing my song. And I thought it was going to be much more outwardly expressed. I thought it was going to be, look at me, look at me. And it became much more private, which was kind of surprising for me because I'm very much an attention-seeking person. Doing a practice like this has been, I think, kind of good for me.
Well, Dan, thank you so much for sharing this practice with us.
Thank you, Mary.
That's Vermont musician Dan Weintraub, who's writing one song each day for 1,000 days. You can follow his progress, find out how at vpr.net.